Hello guys, and welcome to this English course on adjectives. In today's video, I'm gonna tell you everything there is to know about adjectives and what they are exactly. The best way to describe an adjective in English is to say that it's a word that describes or clarifies a noun. It gives you information on people, things, ideas, nouns or pronouns. It is very important to understand what adjectives are and to know how to use them because they are essential when you speak English. Let's get started! Adjectives give us so much information about nouns. Let's, for example, take a common noun, cup, and see how many ways there are in English to describe a cup using different kinds of adjectives. Let's see. We can say, it's a great cup. You just give your opinion. It's a big cup, talking about the size of the cup. If you want to talk about the shape of the cup, you could say, it's a round cup. It's an old cup, if you want to talk about age. Or if you want to say what color it is, it's a white cup. Or talking about temperature, it's a cold cup. It's a broken cup if you make observations. It's a Korean cup, talking about origins. Or you can mention the material, it's a plastic cup. Or it's a coffee cup, talking about the purpose of the cup. Now, coffee, as you know, is a noun. But in this case, it can be used as an adjective. All these adjectives are placed before the noun. Let's learn more about adjectives. Adjectives can be found before the noun, it's called the attribute position, or after the noun, which is called the predicative position, and it's just as common. Adjectives which are found after a verb describe the subject of this verb, usually a noun or a pronoun. So if we take the sentence, the girl is nice, the adjective nice refers to the subject of the sentence, the girl, but it is placed after the verb to be. My students are happy, same thing. The adjective happy describes the subject of the sentence, my students, but it is placed after the verb. I hope you understand, guys. Let's move on to practice now. Let's now practice finding adjectives in a few sentences. I'm a tall woman. Can you see the adjective in this sentence? I hope you can. The adjective is tall. It gives you the height of the woman. I'm a British woman. Now, where is the adjective? The adjective is British. Gives you the origins of this woman. I have blonde hair. Now, what's the adjective in this sentence? Of course, guys, it is blonde. It gives you the color of the hair. My eyes are blue. Now that's a different sentence. Can you spot the adjective? The adjective is blue. What's blue? My eyes. My eyes is the subject of the sentence and the adjective is blue. I'm nice. Again, can you spot the adjective? It's nice. Okay. And finally, the weather is cold. What's the adjective? Where is it? Can you see it? The adjective is cold. What's cold? The weather. The weather is the subject and the adjective is cold. Now in the first three sentences, it's the attribute position. Remember, the adjective comes before the noun. And in the last three sentences, it's the predicative position. Remember, the adjective comes after the noun and in this case, after the verb to be. I hope you understand this.
Good job.
Okay, guys, let's go through the sentences again, this time focusing on pronunciation. It's very important that you repeat the sentences after me to practice saying these adjectives in a sentence. Okay, let's get started. I'm a tall woman. Can you repeat after me? Twice. First, I'm a tall woman. I'm a tall woman. Very good. Moving on. I'm a British woman. Repeat after me. I'm a British woman. I'm a British woman. Good. Third sentence. I have blonde hair. So repeat after me, please. I have blonde hair. I have blonde hair. Very good. My eyes are blue. Repeat after me. My eyes are blue. My eyes are blue. Next one. I'm nice. Repeat after me. I'm nice. I'm nice. Good job. And finally, the weather is cold. Please repeat. The weather is cold. The weather is cold. Excellent job, guys. Okay, guys, thank you for watching this video. I hope you now understand what adjectives are and how to use them in English. Please make sure to watch my next video as I continue talking about adjectives. Thank you guys for watching my video. If you like it, please show us your support. Click on like, subscribe to our channel, comment below, and share the video. Thank you. See you.